Unalaska is America's most productive fishing port, hauling in more than 780 million pounds of seafood in 2015. That fish gets shipped all over the world, and eventually, after processing, some of it comes back to Unalaska. Zoe Sobel of Alaska's Energy Desk looks into where it goes and why you can't buy fresh fish in town.
At one of Unalaska's grocery stores, the frozen fish section is almost entirely fish from Asia.
Let's take a peek. All right, rabbit fish. Whole fish coming from Vietnam. Baby tuna, just wrapped in plastic. This is from Vietnam.
Down the street at the Safeway, you can buy fish from Alaska, but it has some stamps in its passport.
Wild Alaskan cod fillets. Just generic Safeway brand. And they're caught in Alaska, but they're a product of China. So they're being caught in Alaska, then being sent all the way over to Asia, and then coming right back here to a place like Unalaska where you can buy it, where it's frozen and packaged up.
Even though Unalaska brings in more fish than anywhere in America, it's all exported, so you can't buy it fresh. Jorn Skabel is visiting from Bremerhaven, Germany. He's the head of the seafood purchasing department at Frosta, a European frozen food manufacturer.
We always trying to buy from, certified fisheries, which are really sustainable. We have no interest that the tree will be cut where we are all sitting on.
Frosta buys pollock fillet blocks to make fish fingers and breaded fillets. For this season, Frosta is snapping up 3.3 million pounds, roughly half of what they'll buy over the course of the year.
It's really big business, and of course we need more.
According to Michael Coleman, general manager of Coastal Alaska Premier Seafoods, the pollock gets sent all over the world.
The fillet block goes to Germany. And a little bit goes to the McDonald's users. The other roughly half of the product goes to Japan for surimi and Korea for surimi products.
In all, it takes about 80 days from the fish being caught in the Bering Sea, processed, packed up in Unalaska, and shipped to Germany. Then the fillet blocks get turned into fish products that can be bought across Europe. So I asked my brother Eli, who lives in Amsterdam, to look for it the next time he was at the store.
It does look as if there are, fish sticks that are from Alaska.
The fish sticks Eli found were made with fish from the Bering Sea.
All right, here goes nothing. It doesn't necessarily bring up memories of being in the U.S., but maybe it's kind of American because of the breaded part.
Eli prefers fresh fish, but the frozen Alaska fish he gets is still fresher than the fish I can buy in the grocery store. To get fresh fish here, you have to catch it yourself. For Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Zoe Sobel in Unalaska.